Yeah, I mean, there was a frank and honest exchange and discussion with the president and Maro and Alexandro, you know, with a plan to go forward, really, which still involves me at this moment in time. But I think communication is going to be key over the coming weeks between us all.
So it's clearly quite a heated discussion, or was it more constructive
honest,
than that?
honest discussion, very honest. I'm an honest man, Dave. I say what I think and what I believe in. The president's a passionate man as well. I think he will say what he thinks and believes in. So we have to find that common ground in terms of, you know, the way we go forward.
Is this all part of that journey of getting the relationships right and the new sporting director and the new owners?
It could be, Dave, but only time will tell, obviously.
You must have been impressed by the way in which the players performed for you tonight.
Yeah, I hope so. He still sees, as we all do, we're not the finished article. There's still, you know, problems with the team. We're not perfect, but obviously in terms of spirit and energy and desire to go and try and win a football match, I thought were excellent, and that was undeniable, really.
So does that ultimatum continue, or do you have a number of weeks or
well,
a number
no,
of games?
I don't. We just we carry on. I carry on in my role, Dave, as it stand. But you know, that's probably a question that you shouldn't be asking me, really.
Last season's success was built on the spirit of the squad. It must be so hard to maintain that spirit within the dressing room with the difficulties that you clearly have with the owners.
Yeah, is it, well, the spirit is good. These are challenging times for me and the group. And life's always going to be full of obstacles, and it's a question of getting over those obstacles and moving forward as a football club. I think we've done so much in the previous times, but this is a new era, and we have to move forward again, with or without me, Dave.
Is this a new experience for you in terms of other clubs and, you know, where things have gone wrong? Have you ever had an experience quite like this?
No, of course it is. So it's a complete new learning curve, for sure. And you know, you've got to find ways of dealing with it and making it work.
So it's onwards here from.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Absolutely. And the next game, of course, is away from home, and it's now 8 unbeaten on the travels. It's Scunthorpe Saturday.
Yeah. It's another tough venue to go to, but hopefully, you know, we can go there and get another half decent result, Dave.
And you're pleased that you're going to be in charge for Saturday at Glanford Park?
Oh, look, I love the football club. I think the fans know that. I've made a lot of sacrifices. My family live a long way from London, but we make it work. It's what I do. It's my job. I love my job. And obviously, you know, you don't want that. You don't want that taken away from you. But, you know, yeah, so, you know, moving forward, relations and performances, moreover performances of a consistently high level, that, you know, that everybody's happy.
And finally for me, Russell, could this be a turning point, because the players have clearly shown their commitment to you, so have a lot of the supporters?
It's a great club. It's a community club. It's one that's grown in the time that I've been there. The area has actually grown since I've been there, and I just feel part and parcel of it, Dave, really. And, you know, I just want to... obviously, I don't want to finish yet, do I? I've still got a job to do and still got a lot to prove to myself, because I've been in 3 playoff finals now and fallen at the very last hurdle. And that's hard to take, but I still want to do that. I still have that desire. I still have that ambition to take the club into the championship, and that won't change.